Joe Biden's DHS removes Title 42 barrier piece by piece. By Neil Monroe on May 25, 2022. Technically, the Title 42 legal barrier on the border is still up. But pro-migration judges and agency officials are quietly cutting numerous loopholes for an unlimited number of wage-cutting migrants to enter ordinary Americans' job markets. On Monday, for example, President Joe Biden's progressive deputies told border officers to welcome family groups as they cross the border, even though many are seeking to join their illegal migrant husbands and fathers already working U.S. jobs. NBC reported on May 24. The new guidance issued to Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement went into effect at 12:01 a.m. Monday, according to documents obtained by NBC News. It states that if CBP officers notice at least one member of the family showing a verbal or nonverbal manifestation of fear of being expelled, they should either be released into the U.S. with a court date or sent to an asylum officer who can determine whether the non-citizen is more likely than not to be persecuted or tortured in the country to which they would be expelled. A Department of Homeland Security official speaking on condition of anonymity told NBC News that while there is still some confusion among border agents and officials over the conflicting orders, the new ruling protecting migrant families is the first nail in the coffin of Title 42. The new loophole was opened 3 days after a federal judge ordered officials to preserve the Title 42 barrier, which allows officials to exclude migrants during an epidemic. However, the judge did not curb officials' ability to cut loopholes in the barrier. Officials have already been allowing many family groups to enter under the claim that Mexico's regional government cannot support the migrants in the huge cities butting up against the U.S. border. Yet U.S. officials have applied no visible pressure to Mexico to get them to accept more of the migrants. Nor have U.S. officials sought to fly the rejected migrants back to their home countries. In contrast, former President Donald Trump and his deputies strongly pressured Mexico to accept rejected migrants and also flew migrants back to their home countries. Agency officials are also minimizing network TV coverage of the migration by working with a nationwide network of pro-migrant groups. The taxpayer-aided groups help to hide the migration by housing and feeding the migrants and by helping to bus and fly them to their desired job sites. The deliberately lax enforcement of the border is imposing huge economic costs on Native Americans. For example, the migrant inflow cuts their wages, boosts their housing prices, and sidelines them in their own nation's politics and culture. In April, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, recorded 244,000 encounters with migrants and allowed 137,000 of them to cross the border. In 2022, while Title 42 was operational, DHS allowed 641,000 migrants to cross the border. In 2021, officials allowed 630,000 migrants to cross. The total inflow is boosted by the perhaps 1 million got-aways who sneaked across the border, plus the annual inflow of roughly 1 million legal immigrants and 1 million visa workers. Overall, the legal and illegal inflow adds up to more than 2 migrants for every 4 Americans who turn 18. The vast legal and illegal inflow cuts wages for ordinary Americans, according to a May analysis by New York's leading Wall Street firm, Goldman Sachs. The report suggested that 2.5 million foreign workers would cut roughly $100 billion from Americans' wages, so boosting stock values by roughly $2 trillion. Biden's pro-migration, Cuban-born border chief Alejandro Mayorkas previously exempted children, youths, and young men who claim to be younger than 18 from the border barrier. Mayorkas' unaccompanied alien children exemption has allowed many young job seekers to walk through the border and has allowed illegal migrants in the United States to import their children and place them in overcrowded American schools. Mayorkas has also helped single male migrants sneak across the border. For example, he diverts most border agents from border duties to instead help families get registered and transported to their destinations. Also, migrants who are caught crossing the border are often trucked back to Mexico, instead of being flown home, so they can try again a few days later. Roughly 60,000 migrants sneak across the border each month. The migrants are coming to work partly because U.S. jobs pay far more than jobs in their poor, autocratic countries, such as Cuba or Nicaragua. In May 2021, Reuters described one of Mayorkas's imported workers, a Guatemalan migrant named Nicholas. Under Mayorkas' watch, Nicholas tried six times to sneak into the United States and each time was returned by Mayorkas to the five-yard line in Mexico instead of to his home 2,000 miles away. But Nicholas's desperation guided him over Mayorkas's obstacle course, according to Reuters. "I thought, I cannot return to Guatemala. I'm going to fight," Nicholas said, remembering the promise to provide for his three children and wife. He had used her land as collateral to pay for the trip. But the migrant brings their poverty with them by allowing U.S. employers to cut wages, ignore heartland communities, minimize technology investments, and boost investors' wealth. Also, Mayorkas is refusing to deport migrants caught in the interior unless they have been found guilty of violent crimes. Mayorkas is also laying the bureaucratic groundwork to bar border agents from chasing coyotes' cars as they carry illegal migrants north from the border. The Associated Press reported on May 24, Shaw Drake, an attorney for the ACLU of Texas, said the policy review was certainly a welcome step in the right direction but that it was difficult to comment without specifics.